Idiotville is a mature podcast. We sometimes touch on adult themes and use adult language. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome back, idiots. It's Idiotville 102. I'm your host, Dill Spears. Still recording remotely, even though Pennsylvania is, air quotes, opened up a little bit. Online with me today, Marty Balake.
You will find me on Friday waiting in line at the liquor store.
Sweet. Jake News.
Come as you are, Erie.
Jake's doing his best imitation of what Kurt Cobain would look like if he had lived. Also on with us, Steve Castle.
I can't wait to open you up.
And Brent N. Liberty.
The N stands for Night Ranger, which will not be playing in Erie this year, unfortunately.
Ah, heartbreaking. Heartbreaking.
Have they ever really stopped playing, though?
They're just motoring.
Nice.
Just wanted to do a quick check-in with everybody. We had a really, really fun show last week. You know, we're kind of getting a little bit of lockdown fatigue. So how's everybody's head? You know, how's everybody doing mentally, you know, emotionally? Like, how's everybody doing? I know that I'm having I'm just getting kind of fatigued being stuck in the house all the time. I'm outside a bit with a dog, but I was out talking to my landlord today about the fact that the only time I really ever leave the house is to take my wife to chemotherapy and to go to the grocery store, and that's really it. And it's starting to turn into a bit of a slog. I understand why I've got to do it, and I'm going to keep doing it until I don't have to anymore, but I can understand why people get frustrated and people get depressed, and I just want to make sure, you know, everybody's doing okay. So, you know, if anybody's got anything they want to pipe up with, or how are you, Marty, how are you passing the time?
Well, I'm still back to work. The missus is just finding out that they're not opening up where she works, so she's still going to be riding the wave of unemployment. And honestly, she's actually financially, she's doing a lot better. Just like Brent was talking about, she's doing a lot better riding the unemployment wave because of that little bit of extra funding that they're providing for those out of work. So she's actually, it's kind of turning a leaf with herself with that whole financial stability. But as far as myself, like my mental health took another blow today because I was in the hospital again today. So I have my hardware on my wrist that everybody that's listening can see. It's a white band with my name and birth date that they scan every time they put new medication inside of me. So, but a couple of weeks ago, I mentioned diverticulitis before. I had stabbing pain again a couple of weeks ago in my lower left area where the diverticulitis was, which is right, like, just above the groin, but right where my belt sits.
Oh, yeah.
And it hurt with exertion, but it would go away as quickly as the pain would strike. And pain level would hit a 10 and go right back down to nothing. I was at work today, and I was just standing there, and I sneezed because it got dusty. I sneezed and that pain came back like somebody stabbed me with a knife, and I said, that's it. So I called my doctor. They wouldn't let me in due to COVID. They said it's non-essential, which is complete shit considering where I work. We're considered essential, but my situation was not considered essential. They said my only choice was to go to the ER. So my worry was that I had diverticulitis strike again, and that's the last thing that I wanted. Went in there, they gave me a whole bunch of Benadryl and steroids because I'm allergic to iodine contrast, and that's the only way to tell, or the only way to get better imaging of my abdomen. But luckily, they found no fluid buildup. They found no masses. They found no hernia. They found no diverticulitis. Blood cultures came back well. And they found out that I actually tore fibers in my, I forget what they called the muscle. I tore fibers in the muscle that's actually causing me pain, which is actually going to take 5 to 6 weeks for a complete healing. So I know it was a long story just for...
Is that just from sneezing?
No, well, it happened a couple of weeks ago. So I started, because I would always go to the gym periodically. And since they haven't been open, I haven't been able to do anything. So ever since I had my hernia surgery, which was above my belly button, they always said, do things to try to strengthen your core, build that muscle wall back up, and you won't have problems with your mesh in the future. But it always bothered me, so I never did it. I finally got to a point a couple weeks ago, and I told myself, you know what? I feel good. Let's start doing a little bit of strengthening to the core. And I was doing lower abdominal workouts where I was doing leg raises. I was laying completely flat on my back and raising my feet all the way up above my pelvis and then dropping them until my heels almost touched the ground, and it works your lower core. And I got through about 6 of those, and that's where I felt that stabbing pain in my abdomen. And I was actually afraid that I perforated my colon. Basically rip open your colon.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you know, anything in your bowels is escaping into your body. And when that happens, it causes infection. You go septic, you die.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So that's what I was afraid that happened. That was my biggest fear, not the diverticulitis because it goes away. I was afraid that I actually ripped my colon open.
Oh, God.
But luckily, the CT scan with IV contrast today said that everything looks good. You tore some muscle fibers. You're going to be sore quite a bit. Splint it, rest it, compress, all that happy shit. But again, I mean, it's a good thing that I'm okay, but it's just another shot at the mental health thing. Being caged up, you can't do anything. So, I mean, I'm struggling, but I'll make it.
That's really good to hear. I'm glad to hear that you're okay. That's pretty terrifying, though. You know, to have been through everything you've been through medically, I can't imagine the fear. So, are you off work again, or are you going to be?
No, there's no light duty restrictions because the only thing that really hurts is the flexion at the hip. So getting out of bed. So the leaning forward motion, and I don't do that even at my work. I might have to lift things that are heavy, but it doesn't put a lot of exertion on that lower area. So I don't have any particular restrictions so I can work. I just have to be smart about what I do. Other than that's why tomorrow is going to be kind of like a laid back video game day for me, because tomorrow's my day off. So I'm just going to sit back in the recliner and play some video games. I got a couple new ones in the mail today. So
yeah.
A couple of things to get me busy and pass the time, keep my head clear.
What'd you get?
I got Sonic Mania, which was for the PS4. It's kind of a newer rendition of Sonic, but with the old graphics. And I got Ace Combat 7. I used to play Ace Combat at the arcades all the time when we all used to go to arcades all the time. And I was always a fan of the air battling, things like that. So Ace Combat was always the fun one for me, so I picked her up.
Sure. Well, I'm hoping that you get to enjoy your day tomorrow playing those games and don't decide in the middle of the day that you're going to go out and till another garden or something.
No, garden's tilled. It's full of nitrogen. That's what I was saying last week. It's all ready to go.
So anybody else want to kind of let people know, Brent?
Yeah, I'll go. Still have that hair trigger. People still piss me off way too much.
Yeah.
And like I said, yeah, the chill Brent Liberty is gone. He's sitting back in the first week of March waiting for my return.
Yeah.
I still just people just piss me off. And I hope to get back to not being like that anymore, but it's what it is right now. Just try to find some pleasure in the little things, you know. I have a really sweet 2K season going on. I've been doing that. Or this past weekend, I had to go down to Meadville for something real quick. Ran into my family. I hadn't seen them in a very long time, actually, since all this started. Yeah. And I played catch with a football with my nephews, and it felt like the end of Field of Dreams. I'm like, I haven't seen you guys in so long. It was awesome.
That's so spectacular.
Little things like that. And with everything open up, we should be able to get a few more things like that. So
this has been the hardest. Like, I haven't seen my parents since, other than on Zoom, I haven't seen my parents since the beginning of March.
Yeah, I got a little bit of the Brennan Liberty disease. I found that Facebook was a huge negative force in my life. A lot of folks that I know, I am diametrically opposed to their point of view in the world. So what I did is I cleaned my Facebook. I got rid of all the news, following any news, following any kind of bullshit about Trump being railroaded by Democrats or this, that, or other thing. I fucking snoozed all those people. I went and found a bunch of groups and interests that I'm into, like old cars, old trucks, old Schwinn bikes, stuff like that. And now my news feed is completely filled with that kind of bullshit, and I'm not triggered. So if I ever feel the need to go on there and look at cars or bikes or, you know, chat about bands, that's what I'm getting now. I feel blessed that I, you know, we were chatting about our some bullshit propaganda videos that are floating around now, and I was blissfully unaware that they existed. So I think that's a win.
And I want to circle back later on to the social media COVID-19 fatigue and some things to go with that, and I sent that to you guys in the rundown, but I am totally with you on that as far as the Facebook propaganda vomit. I'm just so tired of. I'm completely with you on that. Jake, did you have anything you wanted to toss in on this one before we move on?
Yeah, I mean, you know, my wife's, 3 years pregnant now. So that's fun. I took
quite a gestational period.
I took the old girl out for a walk today.
She kept pulling on the leash, and I'd yank her back in.
Yeah.
I feel the need to explain that one in case she decides this is the episode she's going to listen to.
I don't think it is.
Okay, well, you never know. It might cause her to go into labor or something, but Jake said right before we were getting on the show, I'll be on in a minute. I got to take the old girl out for a walk. And I said, does Mrs. News know you call her that? So
No, my dog is a girl and I took her out for a walk. She's almost 7. Oh, that's old.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, you know, it's actually, you know, as far as being a pregnant female, I feel like she's probably the most sane person in the house. Honestly,
you're not in a very sane house, though.
I mean, I have a father-in-law, 2 dogs, a cat, a leopard gecko, a son.
Wait. Did you say you have a leopard?
No. Leopard gecko.
Okay.
I felt like you really buried that one.
Yeah, you're like, I got a cat, a leopard gecko. I'm like, what? Yeah.
A velociraptor. You know, shit crazy in my house.
There's a rhinoceros in the basement. It's fine.
Yeah.
You have a bear with chainsaw hands.
Yeah. That's my new spirit animal. No, but honestly, luckily my wife is super emotionally intelligent, and she helps me deal with my problems and socialize and visualize them and verbalize them. So I'm quite lucky to have somebody who's incredibly emotionally intelligent, especially being so pregnant and so hormonal. It's pretty much, you know, she's pretty sane for 99% of it. So, other than that, I really can't complain. I've been doing a lot of projects. I've been starting projects and then getting about 65% done and being like, ah, fuck this. I don't want to do this anymore. So I don't know if anyone else is having that problem or not.
One thing I've been following along a lot with you is that you've been starting a lot of projects, then being told you're doing them wrong, and then finishing by taking apart a lot of them. Let's move on and let's circle back to before we move, let's talk about what everybody's drinking. I can't believe we didn't lead the show with that. I'm going to start because I'm drinking an old favorite, Southern Tier 2X Smash Double India Pale Ale, brewed only with Mosaic hops and special pale malt. One of my favorite beers. Marty, you held up one that I haven't seen. What is it?
So you guys can see it. It's another one by New Trail. I still have yet to have a terrible beer from them. Their beers are hitting every spot in different ways. So you have the Back Cast Hazy Double IPA. It's loaded with Azaka and Citra hops. And it's also brewed with the zest of a tangerine and the flesh of mango. And you can get that citrus out of this beer. It's actually a really good beer. I think the ABV is like 6.5-ish, but it's really tasty. You guys have to give it a try.
Yeah, I really think my next run I might be getting some New Trail. You've been talking it up. It always looks awesome. I think I'm going to go in that direction.
I have to say, I was at Wegmans today, and not only did they have a wide assortment of ground meats, they also had some New Trail in the beer coolers. So you might check Wegmans for your beer supply. But
go to 1,000 beers. They actually have a plethora of the beers. They actually just restocked Broken Heels, which is the first IPA that I had from them. That's still the best by far. And if you can ever get double Broken Heels, that was fantastic as well. And then the beer that I drank last week was Second Orbit. That was really good as well.
Hmm. Well, that sounds really good. I got lucky. I just everything ran over. I was hoping to have a little bit of time today, and I really didn't, to pick up some more beer. I thought I was out, so I dug through my fridge, and I found way in the back a milk stout that I had forgotten about. The Duck Rabbit Milk Stout is making its triumphant return to the podcast, and I am a fan. I will always shout this beer.
That's good stuff.
This and Michael Jordan are the two greatest things to come out of North Carolina, and Petey Pablo.
I want to go back to the Michael Jordan thing as something I didn't include in the rundown. But first, Steve Castle, what are you imbibing tonight?
I tried some Log Yard Brewing. It's the Bucking Birch, which is a cane-style ale made with natural flavors. And the natural flavors happens to be birch. So I'm drinking a birch beer.
That's awesome. And I definitely thought before I put my earbuds in that you said that it was a fucking birch. So
we can call it that amongst ourselves and our fans.
Well, I feel like that would be tremendous marketing. Try our new fucking birch. It would be
just bleep it out.
It's fucking delicious.
Yeah. Try our new boop birch.
So, Jake, what do you got?
I'm polishing off a can Dick. Of Golden Monkey from Victory.
Oh, God. Oh, the beer that made Brent talk sideways.
That is a good one, though. I do like those ones.
Can we just all start telling everybody he loves them?
But I hate you guys.
No, you don't. You do not hate us.
No, I don't. I hate so many people right now. But
and let's use that as a segue to just absolute social media COVID-19 fatigue. I want to post on Facebook and just say, you know what? He was wrong with no context, and see how many people just assume what I'm talking about and just lose their shit.
Do it. Do it right now. Let's do it.
You know what? I'm going to do it and see what happens.
Put it on the Idiotville page. Let's do an experiment.
Yeah. All right,
hold on. Let me log into it. And we will know by the end of the show.
Okay, that works.
That's all I'm doing.
Do it.
What are you doing?
He's putting a three-word thing in there to see if it starts freaking – it's apropos of nothing. We're putting it onto our Facebook to see if it just makes people flip out and assume things.
Yeah. This – But I tell you what, though, and Steve, you hit the nail on the head with this Facebook stuff. You cannot swing a dead cat without hitting somebody who just thinks that this entire lockdown is either unconstitutional or a complete hoax. And I'm just like, you know what? Go. Just go out. Do what you want. It's a fucking conspiracy with the Clintons and Colonel Sanders and the Rothschilds and the Gettys and fucking the Queen and goddamn Bill Gates and Soros and me and the mainstream media and CNN. What we're trying to do is lock you down so that you have to vote by mail so that we can perpetuate massive voter fraud, I guess. Like, I really don't understand. I got into this it wasn't even a conversation. It was this guy just replying with just batshit crazy stuff on Ryan Bizarro's page the other night. And it got to the point where Ryan Bizarro was like, dude, I seriously thought you were a Russian bot, but you're a real person.
And then I saw in another thing where, because remember I told you earlier last week, people were getting mad at the local radio stations for having him come on.
Oh, God, yeah.
Well, I saw there's comments on those just being like, well, you saw how he talks down to people on his page. Pretty much referring to that guy. That guy became a hero. That's why they do this. What's up, Marty?
Can I actually just change the subject for one quick second? You guys can jump back in.
Sure.
I made the joke about the "for the people" being we the people being the three words. And I'm actually drinking a beer called "For the People" by North Country. Big shout out to North Country, by the way. Here's their blurb: cream ale with a crisp, light body and smooth mouthfeel. We brewed this ale to support our hospitality industry friends. Proceeds will benefit industry professionals who have been affected by this recent crisis.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's kind of cool of them. So I just wanted to give them a shout out real quick for that. I didn't mean to change the subject, but I felt the need to mention that.
No, they deserve a shout out for that. That's really cool.
Yeah, that is excellent. We'll leave that.
And if it's delicious, I mean, even better.
Yeah.
I still have yet to try it. I just poured a glass of it.
You like spit out. This is terrible. The only reason I bought it was because of guilt.
That's right.
It's a good reason to buy things.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I do it all the time.
Yeah. It's the only reason there's ever fruit or vegetables in my house.
Yes. They just go to waste.
Yeah. Like, makes me feel better when I'm buying it, though.
Kumquats. This is the sort of thing that we need to change Facebook to so that we don't have to hear all this ridiculous shit. Brent, can you tell us about the Plandemic video?
All I know is everybody's on it, and it's all just insanity. It's pretty much a color by numbers of every freaking conspiracy theory that's out there in a very slickly produced sort of YouTube documentary that's brought to you by a disgraced doctor.
Who is it?
Dr. Judy Mikovits?
Yes.
Yeah. Judy Mikovits. Mikovits.
And it's being shared. The worst part about that video is
it was so fucking vague. They came after me. They did this. They were doing that. And it's just like, they put me in jail. They did this. You're like, who is they? Like, they never fucking said anything. And then all of a sudden they started tying in all these big names like Fauci and this, that, and the other thing. You're like, fuck, dude.
Big Pharma.
It wasn't even a well done. Like, it was just a moderately okay video done with a ton of vagaries with somebody. Nobody knows who the fuck this lady is. And all of a sudden she's the one that knows everything.
It doesn't matter. It caught fire. You know, you could sit here and you know, do research, and there's plenty of experts going out there and looking for the truth all the time, and it doesn't matter because this is already out there. And, you know, it gets frustrating looking at these people. This is my anger talking again, but it's just like, you know, you try to do the right thing. You try to look for it. You try to correct. You try to come with the proper information, but people don't want to hear it. But this is what they want. And you know what? I love you, Ari, but fuck you. You know what? Fucking take it. Enjoy it. Vote for dipshits. Everybody gets sick. We'll go outside so you can be happy. You can get your fucking hair permed. Just fucking do it. I don't care anymore. I'm sick of your dumb shit.
You're just a stay-at-home plebe. Come on.
I guess so. Whatever. You know, if I try to ever look at anything rationally, then I'm the insane person. And you know what? With everybody being more and more insane, maybe I am the fucking insane person. Maybe it is on me. But it just, it's at the point now. Have you ever seen that episode of The Simpsons where Homer runs for the sanitation? Yeah, to like lead the garbage man, the sanitation commissioner or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he has everybody. Why can't somebody else do it? And they all vote for him. And the guy that he's going against, like, if you'd rather have, you know, a seasoned, competent public servant who will lead this correctly, vote for me. But if you want to believe pie in the sky nonsense, by all means, vote for this idiot. And they did. And so then, then everything goes nuts. You know, he's importing garbage from Chicago. They're trying to bury it. The town's getting destroyed and they're begging this old guy for help. And he's like, he gets up there just like, I knew you'd come crawling back. And I'd love to say, you're screwed. It's on you. You chose this. Bye. And that's how I feel.
Yeah. I really, really wish that Hillary Clinton would say that. You know, hoist on your own petard, America.
She kind of has a bunch of times, actually.
I think my favorite thing she said through this entire thing, and then I'm going to move on to another topic, was don't take medical advice from a guy who looked directly at a solar eclipse. It was just the most epic thing she could have possibly said. I was like, yes! So, and moving on the COVID-19 fatigue, and I know everybody's anxious. Everyone we know is like, we need to reopen. And there's kind of a split among people. Rational people understand that we need to do this slowly, and we can't just open everything up and pretend it's fucking February again. But there is something to be said for if we do this smartly, maybe there are some businesses that can be reopened intelligently. I mean, a lot of things have been opened, and a lot of these companies are going to say, we're going to keep doing this the way we want to do it because we're allowed to set the parameters for which we serve the public. So, I think that, yeah, maybe we do need to contemplate a gradual reopening of some businesses. There's things that can't be reopened right now. We can't reopen the goddamn movie theater. You know, we can't have mass sporting events. We can't have concerts and shit like that yet. We can't open bars and restaurants where people can just mill about and be right next to each other because Go ahead.
I was just going to say, yeah, all of those that people expect to be able to do again, they're just giant cesspools of, you know, all of the above, you name it. I mean, you have everything out there, all this potential infection out there, and then some. Why would you pull the trigger and open stuff like that up? It just doesn't make any sense.
Go ahead, Brent.
You know, and it's one of those things, just because we're like, hey, let's be smart about it. Let's not open up everything. Doesn't mean that we don't want things open. We do. We want things to go back to normal. But things aren't going to go back to normal if we just rush into it because you're bored and want to throw a hissy fit. It has to be done smart.
And you have all the Karens out there that are throwing a hissy fit about hair salons, and they're actually only opening to sell product. And they're still throwing a fit about the fact that they can't go in there and, you know, get their fixing done.
Well, and if I can, you know, I'm going to kind of combine two of these topics, because the next one was, are we ever going to go back to quote-unquote normal? And I think this is something we're going to have to adjust to long-term, because the most conservative estimates from scientists and epidemiologists,
they don't matter anymore. There's videos.
I understand. But if this is a safe space for people who believe in science.
I know you're out there.
Yeah, there's at least two or three more of you. they're saying 2021 before it's really safe to relax all these restrictions. And I think that's everything I've watched with you know, doctors and people who know what the fuck they're talking about. I think that's realistic, but I think this is something we're going to have to live with, you know, social distancing, restricted access to places. I think this is something we're going to have to live with for a few years. It sucks, but I feel like it's definitely, you know, the days of the unrestricted access to the Chinese buffet, I think they're gone, and I'm upset.
You shut your whore mouth.
Sorry.
That Chinese buffet will reopen, goddammit.
So here's my take. I don't think that we have a common will to do the things that you just said. We're a month and a half in from the harder lockdown, and we already have people flat out refusing to wear masks. We have somebody in Michigan that was shot and killed because they were asked to put on a mask to go into a convenience store. We just don't have, in this political environment with this political leadership, we don't have that do what, you know, it's not what your country can do for you moment. We don't have that leader that's coming out and challenging the American people to do the fucking right thing. So at the very least, we're going to have to deal with this bullshit until November. And then God forbid he wins and continues down this path against science and technology and good for your common man. It's going to be a fucking shit show until then, until we have people that come out and this is your goddamn American duty to do this X, Y, and Z. We understand you're struggling. That's why we're sending money to folks and all that. And I don't want to belittle all those service industry people. Being unemployed in this time has got to be horrible. The fact that there's numerous states that are set up to not have the support system there, specifically by Republicans, to make sure you can't get unemployment to begin with, make sure you have to have drug tests and all these other things, and then we have a pandemic, a national emergency, and we're still setting people up for failure. Until that leadership coalesces around, like, hey, there is a common good, there is a common good for the American people, we're just going to be fucked. So it's going to go open, and we're going to go full bore, and people are going to get really fucking sick, and we're going to cast the cards where they lay, and it's going to suck for a lot of people. You know, it's just the nature of our politics and this adversarial, like, there's a dead hatred of people on the right, of libtards, of Democrats, of all those things. So that's kind of where we're at with all that, and until that leadership changes, until that messaging changes, we're going to be fucked.
I think Ted Brogan said it best, and I don't normally bring up a lot of what we say in our private group text, but I think what he said really sums up exactly how all of us feel. I've never been more disappointed in humanity. I didn't expect much, but I've gotten even less than I expected.
Pretty much. I have no reason to think it's going to be any better.
And thank God the company I work for is run by people who are very intelligent. And they basically told us, they're like, they didn't give us a drop dead date, but they're okay. Bad choice of words. They didn't give us a firm date, but they said, don't plan on coming back to the office anytime soon. So basically what I'm telling my people is plan on working at home for the whole summer. As with any directive, things may change, but at this point, I'd say probably August 1st at the earliest. So, you know, I'm hunkered down here in the Hall of Justice and I'm going to be here for a while. So I'm, you know, hopefully at some point it won't be 40 degrees below zero down here, but
eventually.
Can I just say back to what Steve Castle was saying too, you know, we've got this president who is, you know, totally in charge of the whole right wing, you know, conspiracy theory voter. Like they are more clung on to Donald Trump than they were ever on to Reagan than they were on to Bush Senior, Bush Jr. Like this is their president. They got the president they wanted after all these years of being that far right wing conspiracy nut job bullshit. And now they're out there protesting the government that they picked out. The Republicans hold on to the judicial branch of government. They can stop the legislative branch of government on a dime, and they have the presidency. So I'm just confused as to, you know, what they're protesting when, you know, almost all three branches of the federal government are controlled by the party that they voted for. You know what I mean?
Well, here's a fun thing. They don't control all the states, And there's a lot of things that aren't in the Constitution that aren't expressly under the purview of the federal government, therefore under the 10th Amendment, they are that authority devolves to the states. And that keeps the feds from doing a lot of dumb shit. Like Pennsylvania today, Pennsylvania was sued by, I don't know, a bunch of backwards dumb fucks who decided that this whole thing was unconstitutional. And the Supreme Court said, I think it was 7-2. It might have even been 9-0. I didn't see the thing, but it was Alito actually said, no, we can't force Pennsylvania to lift the lockdown. That's not the federal government's purview. We have a visitor, another beer drinking visitor, Marty Balake's feline, not as big as Jake's leopard, but another feline has joined us. No, but the Supreme Court, God bless them, sometimes they do things right. So, I mean, at least in this case, they said, no, the lockdown is completely within the bounds of the federal constitution. There's nothing the feds can do about it. And it's well within Tom Wolf's power to say, yeah, I have emergency powers to declare, you know, a state of emergency in the state of Pennsylvania. And there's no legal recourse for anyone in the state of Pennsylvania to do anything to remove him. There's not even a mechanism in place to remove Tom Wolf from office. They're not going to vote him out.
They're going to vote him out. Don't worry. Everyone's on Facebook fucking going to vote him out.
Oh, I saw a thing today. Oh, my God. And I'm going to move on after this. But I saw a thing today, and I want to get your reactions. Somebody said that there should be term limits for Supreme Court justices, or we should vote them out. Let's just digest that for a minute.
Oh, man. Yeah, it was a very tough Supreme Court justice election last year. That was knock down, drag out.
You know what?
I'm okay with term limits.
Yeah.
I'm okay with a mandatory retirement age, but yeah. I'm also okay for a mandatory retirement age for congressmen and senators around the clock. Because if there's a mandatory retirement age of, say, 70, if you hit the age of 70 and you're in Congress, you have to retire.
I would say not even that. It's that as far as the vote them out thing, but it shouldn't be. So the Senate gets to pick who the president chooses, right? They have to vote on, they have to vet who they choose. Why is it the Senate, and why is it not the House of Representatives? Because that's a more direct democracy version of our government, because it's chosen every 2 years as opposed to staggered every 6 years, and it's also based more on population than it is on the state as a whole, right?
Well, I wasn't
there. Bunch of reasons.
As much as you guys like to joke about it, I wasn't there when they wrote the Constitution, but
fake news.
Yeah.
They didn't trust.
Too busy dealing with that uprising that they had over in France at the time.
Yeah. It's basically there up until the early 1900s, there was no direct election of senators at all. And it was because they didn't trust the people to elect the senators. They didn't consider people to be intelligent enough. So it was each state chose on their own, like how they would do it. Some states did direct election of senators. Some states they were elected by the state houses. Some states they were chosen by the governor. It was just like a free for all. So, but the Senate was considered to be the upper house as opposed to the lower house. So that's just how it was divvied up. Like anything to do with finance or spending comes from the House of Representatives, but anything to do with nominations, whether it be judges or cabinet posts or anything, that all goes to the Senate. So it's just a balancing act. So, each one has their power.
And the other piece of it was that the judiciary branch was not originally intended to be a political branch.
Yeah.
So that's why they vote and they appoint these folks, because they're supposed to be somewhat independent. It's only more recently that it's become super partisan, especially with, you know, what McConnell did with not voting on Merrick Garland and all that kind of stuff. And there have been periods in our history where things like this have happened, but it seems to be way more egregious than it has in the past.
And well, there's no reason to believe it's going to be any better down the road. So
yeah, this is only going to get weirder and worse. So the next thing I wanted to talk about, and this is going to what's the thing that we miss. And this is a hypothetical question, and whoever has a thought on it can start. But if there was a blanket cure tomorrow that would guarantee that you would be safe, what would you do first?
I would set up the summer. You know, years back, and you might remember, I fucked up my ankle really bad playing softball.
Yeah.
And I remember being excited about that summer because it was going to be the first where I wasn't on the road with you. And I'd actually have, like, full weekends and have things to do. And, like, first week of that summer, I destroyed my ankle. And I have an air cast on, and I'm fucked up the entire summer.
Ugh.
So, in that time, Smart Dumb and I came up with, you know, hey, we're going to take one day at least every weekend of the summer, and it's just going to be me and you, and we're going to do something cool. And we've kept it going from that next year ever since. And it's like, oh, crap, you know, we're going to lose that this year. And this is a shitty year to lose it because he's going to be 14. So we're running out of time where he's going to want to, hey, let's act like fools. Let's go over to, you know, Geneva on the Lake and play air hockey and, you know, go to Waldemere and hit up water slides. He's not going to want to do that very much longer. And I fear that our fun, it's like the 12 best days of the summer. It's the 12 best days of the year. And I fear that I'm going to lose that forever due to this. So I would bring that back, even if it's only for one last summer and I get one last shot for me and him to just act a fool for, you know, every Saturday or something. I'd make sure that happened. And I hope I get a chance to do it again.
Sure. Sure. Absolutely. So, Jake, how about you?
Easy. Go to a Chinese buffet. Are you kidding me? I would take with my family?
Who's that?
I would take Steve Castle's brother, Jesus Christ. I would take him with me. I would take him out because he is a good fucking time. I don't care what anybody says. He's awesome.
I've only had the chance to meet him once, and he was an excellent conversation. And I've talked to him several times, but I'm on board with you 100%. So, Marty, how about you?
As far as,
like, what's the first thing you would do if you could?
Oh, I just want to be able to, like, I've done it by myself already, even though apparently they have a burn ban, but I just want to get, you know, a dozen of my friends together and just sit around a fire, have a cigar, bullshit about everything, like all the dumb shit people talk about. Even put that to bed and just, you know, just shoot the hay like Brent and I would do at camp and just be dumb for a night. Not dumb, but, you know, have no worries or anything like that. Sit around the fire and just do what we did 10 years ago.
Sure. Brent,
I am so in. Can we bring back Marty jumping?
You don't realize how frightening that is.
No, especially me. I don't have the clearance. Like Troy Township, he can get up. I can't.
Let's wait till the abdominal injury heals before we try to do any leaping that involves Marty.
So for a little clarity, you know, Troy Township would always have camp at least once a year out of this family's camp down at Broken Straw. And like maybe my third year after I moved here and we went to camp, it was middle of summer. We had just started drinking. It was still like mid-afternoon on Saturday. And all of a sudden I'm sitting in a chair by the fire and, you know, Adolf himself came up behind me, grabbed my arms and held me down into the chair. And I was like, what's going on? And he goes, it's extreme Marty jumping. So what ended up happening was the previous camp, which was like a winter camp, I slept outside on Ehud's blow up mattress, and I was the last one to wake up. Like, I was passed out Sunday morning, and apparently people were just going back and forth, like including Bill Galati, whose book is still available on Amazon and Kindle.
I was there. I did it.
You did it. You actually kicked me in the side of the head when tried to jump over me.
I didn't quite make it.
So I was like passed out on the mattress. Brent jumped over me. Township jumped over me. Bill Galati jumped over me. Adolf jumped over me. And I had no idea what was going on until I got kicked in the side of the face by Brent himself. And then the very next year, that's what happened. Like Adolf came up behind me and held my arms down. Everybody started jumping over me. And Township got some air. I mean, there's one picture of him. He has both legs up like he's Ken or Ryu from Street Fighter. and just like leaping right over my head. It's like, holy shit, I thought I was going to get kicked in the head again. But no, he had a good foot clearance over the top of my head sitting upright in the chair. And ever since then, extreme Marty jumping has been the joke every year. And it's a very frightening thing, especially after being kicked in the face.
Oh, yeah, we don't have the ups that we used to. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
And extreme Marty jumping, and I hope to get to do it again.
Absolutely.
So, Steve Castle, what's the first thing you would do?
I'm in the Jake News camp. Take the family up to the China Buffet, go see my boy Duke. And then what I'd miss over the summer, we get the Waldemere passes and sitting at the wave pool and having the fam hang out there until it closes. You know, we have folks come up from Syracuse every year. There's three young kids around my kid's age. So we get to close it down every year and just have a blast. So, and it seems like we're marching towards Waldemere probably not being open this year would be my bet.
Oh yeah, that's gonna be real bad. Those like high 80s, low 90s days, we were just like, oh, nothing hits like the wave pool. And then there's just gonna be no wave pool. There's just gonna be no water slides. You're just gonna sit there and sweat with your fucking COVID mask on, and it's gonna suck.
Speaking of that, sorry. Go ahead. When you're done, though, I wanna mention something about Waldemere.
Go ahead.
You're good. Go ahead, man.
Oh, I was just going to say, did you guys see that business owner from Jamestown? Was him and his like family buddies were riding their skateboards in the slides. And they were like, God. Some fucking narc in that trailer over there totally narked on us, man. Like, it's bullshit.
They
like,
did you, thousands you of dollars.
Yeah, you did. You destroyed the property.
Yeah, what a fucking asshole that guy is.
And they posted about it on Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah, and then we were cuffed and stuffed by the local cops, and I'm like, you deserve to be.
There would have been a fucking lynch mob there if Erie would, like, the whole of Erie would have known about that. We would have just went there and just threw him out in the lake somewhere. Like, fuck that guy.
Marty.
But how many likes did he get?
Marty.
Too many. He got too many likes. What I was going to ask was, can this just by default be our idiots of the week?
Yes.
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 Yes. There we go. Idiot, fuck those guys.
The owner of the idiot skateboard shop in Jamestown. I'm not even going to say his name, but I got to say, the thing that I would do if this opened up, my wife and I were talking about it, Mrs. Spears, not Brittany. We said together what we would do. We wanted to take a vacation this summer. Because we haven't really ever been on a vacation, just us, since we've been together, because she got sick right after we got married, or right before we got married, actually. We would just take a weekend trip to Las Vegas just to go out there and see shows and gamble. But if I were being just a guy, just doing myself, I would go and see either a fucking Seawolves game, just go and watch some baseball, or some playoff hockey is the thing that I missed the most this year is playoff hockey. I'm just so just NBA playoffs, just something. This is my favorite time of the year on the sports calendar is just the beginning of baseball NBA and NHL playoffs, it's just so, it's soul crushing not be able to watch that stuff. And I would just, I would totally go to an NHL playoff game. Marty.
And just a brief addition to that, and I know most of you probably already know this. I know you guys aren't NASCAR fans, but on the bright side of lacking in the sports area, NASCAR does return to the track on May 17th, which I'm excited about because I've been a NASCAR fan for 20-some years.
I am 100% going to watch that shit on May 17th. I haven't been a NASCAR fan in about 10 years. I stopped watching, but I am completely going to watch that because it's new live sports. I don't care what it is.
And they are going to stuff your face with nothing but NASCAR. You're going to have three different series going on. You're going to have seven races in an 11-day period. And even the main cup series, they're going to have four races in a 10-day period. They're having a race on Sunday the 17th, Wednesday the 20th, Sunday the 24th, and Wednesday the 27th. So the cup series normally only races once a week. And then occasionally, like during Mother's Day, Father's Day weekends, they have a weekend off. And they've had all this time off, and now they are just going to cram it down your throat. And I'm just so pumped for it.
Can I make a suggestion to NASCAR? Have them all race simultaneously on the same track. The truck series, the what is it? What is the main series called now?
So it's actually just referred to as the Cup Series now. They went through this giant sponsorship bullshit where it went from the Winston Cup, which that's what I know from being a kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. It
went from the Winston Cup to the Nextel Cup, then the Sprint Nextel Cup, then the Sprint Cup, and then it became the Monster Energy Series, which last year was the last year for Monster Energy. And they were just going to start referring to the main series as the Cup Series, which I like.
Yeah.
Because that's always how I referred to it as Cup.
Yeah.
And then you have the middle grade, which I still call it the Busch Series from way back when.
Yeah.
And even further back, it was Grand National Series. Mm-hmm. But it's the Xfinity Series now. Then you have the Craftsman Truck Series, which was the original sponsorship, and now it's I think it's Camping World.
Yeah.
Camping World Truck Series.
Yeah.
But the problem is with all different series on the tracks, they have different car templates, they have different engines, they have different horsepowers. So the competition would not be what you would expect. You would have Cup Series drivers looking like they were just dominating little peons on the track. And they're not little peons. They're all skilled drivers.
Oh, yeah.
But it's just they're going to lack certain things in trim that the Cup Series already has.
Well, I have a solution. Out there. I have a solution. If you're in last place, you should get to throw a blue shell at the person in first place.
You should.
No, that
would switch things up.
I just really feel like it's going to be just so much fun to watch, and I am absolutely going to watch it because there's nothing on. I will say before we move on to the last topic, Sunday I watched the first four episodes of the 98 Chicago Bulls.
It's the Last Dance.
Yeah, oh my God. I watched the first four episodes of it, like, the missus was asleep, and I watched the first two episodes, and she got up at, like, the tail end of episode two, and she's like, what are you watching? And I told her, and she was mad that I was watching it without her, and then she sat down and just started watching, and holy shit, is that an amazing documentary. Like, I'm blown away at how good it is. Let's move on to our last little topic for the night. And this is something, I hope you guys have something for this. It's, what's been your go-to, I need to make something to eat, but I'm just not into cooking right now, quick meal that doesn't use the words Door, Dash, Grub, or Hub? Like, basically, what do you make quick that isn't something that you order. And I'm gonna let Steve go first on this one.
I'm really a Doritos and the cheese and beans, the Fritos brand cheese and beans that you can get. They're really gross.
With the refried beans?
Yeah, the refried beans and then the liquid cheese, the jalapeno liquid cheese, and then got to throw in a little fresher salsa if you can get that. That's a go-to. And then if I'm cooking like a perceived meal, I've been eating a shit ton of oatmeal. So that's helping me keep the weight down.
Yeah, yeah, I bet. Brett?
Oh, one second. Marty, you okay? That looked rough.
What happened, man? You okay?
Dude,
he sneezed.
I just sneezed.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You need to take five for a minute?
No, I'll be okay.
Okay.
God, that hurt.
You could tell it hurt. Oh, man. Well, anyway, for me, it's definitely you get some spaghetti and you fry up a little bit of shitty ground beef and then get some of those little fucking frozen Texas toast things and pop them into the oven and you have a fucking delicious meal. Definitely spaghetti with little meat sauce. And I'll get the sauce and I'll put little garlic and all sorts of shit in it so I feel like I'm a real chef. A little bit of salt, some fucking, I don't know, whatever seasonings I've got, and I'll just be like, yeah, I really made this up. It's delicious.
You That's doctored it, and you feel like fucking Emeril Lagasse.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I feel you on that one. Jake?
I bought 10 frozen DiGiorno pizzas, and that was a great investment on my part. So I have, every time my wife's like, you're cooking, and I was like, you know damn well what I'm cooking.
Hell fired yeah.
up the DiGiorno.
DiGiorno.
I just kind of take some of the pepperoni and you know, make it all nice and even so when I cut it doesn't cut down the center of pepperoni, you know what I mean? Like, I'm a real fucking chef.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Jake, let me change your life there. You have to buy sandwich pepperoni, slap on 4 or 5 of those bitches, and then you have to get some separate mozzarella cheese, you know, the cheap stuff from the Great Value. Throw that on top, and it's going to change your fucking DiGiorno pizza game.
It's just like double stuffed pizza?
No, it's like actual fresh toppings instead of the bullshit DiGiorno puts on. So it's like it changes, it makes it even that more edible.
Can I add on to that? If you go to either Wegmans or Giant Eagle and get just the plain old cheese pizza and then get frozen meatballs.
Bam.
And what you do is defrost the meatballs and cut them up and then just put them on the cheese pizza and then bake it off. But get yourself some Italian seasoning and season it up a little bit. Don't go overboard, but season it up a little bit. It brings the flavor out and you have yourself a meatball pizza.
This is some full-on fat guy hacks right here.
Oh, hell yeah. I didn't get this
real quick. Like,
I didn't get this body by doing aerobics, man.
Yeah.
You know? So, Marty, you okay, man?
Oh. Dude. This shit is terrible.
Oh, it sounds like it.
Terrible.
Oh.
Have you guys ever done the... I want to say grilling pizza, but you can actually take like a soft shell, like a taco shell. You can throw it on the grill and just throw like a layer of pizza sauce on it, and then just cheese, pepperoni, whatever else you want on it, and throw it on the grill. Have you guys ever done that before?
Oh yeah.
See, I just found out about that like 2 months ago.
What a time to find out about it, though.
Yeah, I mean that's.
It's like you plandemic it.
Oh, I see what you did there.
No, so
that I've known before the age of 18 is going to share that on Facebook and say that they really understand the way things are going now.
Yeah.
Fuck you again, and if I didn't, you didn't hear it before.
No.
It's the fucking Mexican tortilla industry that it was part of their plan to spike sales.
Go ahead, Marty.
But I don't really... I don't really eat out. I don't really eat crap food. So sadly, my go-to when I don't feel like making anything, even though I usually make a ton of chicken for my lunches for work, and if I'm not working, I just eat the chicken anyways. I usually just make a turkey sandwich. Turkey sandwich with a little bit of mayo.
Yeah.
That's kind of my go-to. Like me being in the ER today, as soon as we're done, my dinner is going to be Campbell's tomato soup and a grilled cheese sandwich, just because my appetite's usually shot when I don't feel well. So, and soup is my go-to when I don't feel well. So, yeah. But those are a couple things that I go to when I really don't feel like cooking. I don't do Grubhub. I don't do the other thing, whatever it's called.
DoorDash. Yeah.
Oh, Grindr. That's what it's called. You do that one.
That's where he gets his real meat sandwiches from.
Oh, that hot beef injection. No, the thing that I do is I'm a firm believer in like scrambled eggs as a quick thing, because you can do scrambled eggs in the microwave, or if you have 5 minutes, you can do them on the stovetop. I'll do 2 scrambled eggs in a pan and then throw like a handful of shredded cheese on it. I have time, I'll do some sausage, but for me, doing scrambled eggs, like 2 scrambled eggs and then like a sliced avocado and maybe some sausage for breakfast or something like that. Scrambled eggs for me is like the quickest go-to in the world to eat, because I'll wolf those down. That gives me plenty of protein and a ton of energy for the rest of the day. The really nice thing that we do is when we cook, like I'll cook a whole bunch of food on Sunday and Monday, and that'll last us for the week. So like I made macaroni and cheese with some taco meat mixed in. So I've got that for a meal if I need it. I made a meatloaf tonight. I'm real big on meal prepping so that I don't have to think about it. But if I need to, the scrambled eggs is a go-to, because I buy eggs by the 18 pack. I don't mess around and buy, a dozen at a time.
I love eggs. I usually keep about 3 dozen. I usually hard boil one, and that's another snack go-to that I can eat. I can eat like 3 hard boiled eggs for a lunch and I could be good to go for a long time. Like you said, it gives you a ton of protein, ton of energy, but honestly, there is nothing better breakfast, lunch or dinner than breakfast food. And it always starts with the egg.
Totally. Except for Brent, who can't eat
eggs.
Yeah,
I was gonna say, fuck all you guys. This is a great conversation of all the things I can't eat.
Do you have an Instant Pot?
I have one. I've never used it yet. I just bought it. I bought it clearanced, and you guys would kill me if you found out how much I spent on it.
How much did you spend on it?
He stole it.
No, I didn't. I didn't steal it. I'm not Jake's dad.
Ooh. No, what's your deal on it, man?
Oh my.
So it was like $80. Yeah. I spent 10.
Nice.
I got mine for 40.
Did you get yours at Cobb's? Was it Jake's before?
No.
that's a possibility. What?
So I bought it from a location that only stocked things like that during the holidays, and the holidays were just ending. So I ran into somebody that I knew and said, "Do you want any of this stuff?" And I said, "Well, I don't need an air fryer, but it's the air fryer was 3 times as big as the capacity of mine, and I can also fit a rotisserie chicken in it." So I got it instead of 50. I got it for $5. And then the Instapot / pressure cooker was like $80. Yeah. And then it was clearance down to like 50, trying to get rid of them, and then I paid $10 for it.
Dude, that's a fucking steal. Mine was regularly 100. I got it on Black Friday last year for 40, and I thought I was robbing them. But you can do hard boiled eggs in the Instant Pot, and it's the best hard boiled eggs I've ever made. You do like I do like 9 eggs at a time. You put the eggs in on the trivet. You put like a half inch of water in the bottom. 5 minutes on high pressure, then you let the pressure release naturally for 5 minutes, then you do a quick release, then you put the hard-boiled eggs in ice water for 5 minutes, then you peel them right away. You can peel the eggs with one hand is how easy it is to peel them after you do that. Best hard-boiled eggs I've ever had. So
nice.
Does anybody have any last words before we end the show?
So since I have everybody on, I was talking to Dill earlier before we started recording. We were talking about the games last week. We were talking about the Sega Master System. And this is more for Brent as a reference point, because Dill actually remembered what I was talking about as far as games that I was trying to describe. I mentioned the one where it was like F-Zero type flying vehicles in a half pipe like Sonic 2. But I failed to mention that the graphics kind of reminded me of Tron. Mm. And it was all 3D and shit. It was called Zaxxon. So if you ever read about the game Zaxxon, Z-A-X-X-O-N, that's the game that I was talking about for the Sega Master System. And the other one was...
I can like picture the logo, and it looks like one of those early 80s hair metal bands.
Right.
Yes!
It's like a really bad movie. I want Zaxxon. I'm looking. Now, I got to see it. I got to see it. I got to see if I'm right. Give me one moment.
Well, while you're looking that up, the other game I'm going to mention that was for the Sega Master System that eventually made its way to the Sega Genesis was Thunderblade.
Oh, fuck yeah, I was right.
So Thunderblade was for the Master System, and for the Sega Genesis, they released Super Thunderblade. So I don't know if anybody remembers those games, but I wanted to just touch on that topic from last week because I was drawing a blank, and then on the way home from work earlier today, I was like, fuck, I remember what it is.
Oh, I remember Zaxxon vividly. Yeah.
Also, Thunderblade is a hell of a name for an 80s hair metal band as well.
Yeah, well, you saw my... I got the thing from change.org today to sign the petition about the Kitten Slaughterhouse, and I was like, that sounds like the name of the best punk band ever.
They sound like they'd tour with like Napalm Death and Cannibal Corpse.
Yeah.
So, what about the band that Brent and I started years ago, The Unfortunate Birth of Your Mother?
Yes.
Kitten Slaughterhouse sounds like a Led Zeppelin B-side.
It does. Yeah, Unfortunate Birth of Your Mother. We went all the way, man. We really did it well. I had a side project. It was called Flesh Hammer. It had an umlaut over the A.
See, and I had a side project as well. It was called Hound Thunderclap.
Oh, yeah. That was half the fun, was naming the bands and rocking.
I know. I remember coming up with The Unfortunate Birth of Your Mother. So I was talking to my own sister when I said that. She's like, wait, that's your mom too. I'm like, I know.
But that makes it even more metal. Yeah.
Yes.
Let's go ahead and wrap it up.
We made you laugh and we made you think.
Yeah, and honestly, all you people who are out there watching this Plandemic video, if you're watching the Plandemic video and you're thinking, you know what, this woman has a great point, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah, walk into traffic, please.
Yeah, just go.
Kill yourself.
Yeah. Chug some bleach.
Yeah, lick a doorknob. Lick all the doorknobs in the infectious disease unit at the hospital. Something, just please get yourselves out of the gene pool. We can't handle this shit anymore. I'm so fucking tired of all you fucking morons. So for the entire Idiotville team, for Steve Castle.
Yo.
For Jake News.
I smell like teen spirit.
For Marty Balake.
Somebody just take me out back to the pasture and shoot me. I'm sick of this shit.
For Brent and Liberty.
You pissed me off, but I still love you, Eric.
I am Dill Spears. We will see you in hell.
Peace.